It is at this moment that salvation dawns on Zacchaeus. When Jesus called him by his name, when he stuck up his hand and invited himself home for dinner, that is how the salvation of God in Christ begins, in the glad welcome of God. Now, wouldn't we have all liked to have seen the expression on Zacchaeus' face when Jesus walked up and invited himself home to his house? Frederick Buechner, one of my favorite authors, says, "It's not reported how Zacchaeus got out of the sycamore, but chances are good he fell out in pure astonishment." You see, in those days, to go home with someone and share a meal, that was a reservation for a very cherished, intimate conversation, the best of friends. Jesus didn't come to Zacchaeus saying, "Sinner, man, I've got a big beef with you and how you live your life. Get down out of that tree." No, it was more like, "Friend, let's go to lunch." And that's how salvation comes to us. God moves near in Jesus and extends his welcoming arms. No matter who you are or what you've done, God welcomes us. And he keeps coming. He keeps extending those arms until we decide it is God's salvation that we want and need, and it's the only thing that really counts. Now, enter the grumblers. This is the dark side of the story. While one person's being saved, others are growing angry and they begin their plots to kill Jesus. How can this Jesus be so free and gracious with God's love? When Jesus walked up to Zacchaeus, I mean, the crowd leaned in anticipation. They were just waiting for Jesus to open up a big old jar of hellfire and damnation and give it to him. "Oh, woe to you. Repent. Shape up or else." And you could almost kind of hear them saying, "All right, Jesus, give it to him." But once again, the not expected moment takes place when what they heard Jesus saying was, "Hey, Zacchaeus, hurry down from that tree. I'm staying with you today." And you could have heard a sycamore fig hit the ground. Eventually, the silence is replaced with murmuring and grumbling, and then comes that great line, "Oh, he's gone home to be with a sinner," as if everyone else is not in that category. Now, if you think about it, the response is kind of like Jonah seeing Nineveh at the end of the story being spared. Or kind of like the older brother watching his no-account brother, you know, daddy's prodigal boy who gets a homecoming feast. Or like the Pharisees of all ages, like the ones in the Bible and the ones we know today who claim God's love for themselves, but yet they limit it to others. You see, the fine citizens of Jericho were not one bit happy with Jesus. The thought of it, Jesus inviting himself as a guest of Zacchaeus, that traitor, that thief, that chief of sinners. And so the crowd leaves grumbling and plotting, and off go Zacchaeus and Jesus to have dinner like two best friends. Interesting. One just down from a tree, and the other soon to be nailed to a tree. And there at Zacchaeus' house, salvation was completed. You see, salvation always begins with God's first move, but it must end in human response. And the response has concrete, life-altering consequences. For Zacchaeus, it was repentance in the strictest sense of the word. It was a 180-degree about-face. It was repentance of both mind and heart. And in verse 8, he said, "Look, Lord, half of all I have I will give to the poor, and for everybody that I've cheated, I'll pay back 400%. Stephen Shoemaker says, "Salvation moves from the arithmetic of the law to to the extravagance of grace in this moment. Because you see, the Old Testament law said that the most you need to give to the poor, 20%. Zacchaeus gave 50. And the law said all you need to do to pay back someone that you cheated is the principal amount plus 20%. Zacchaeus gave 400%. Now, if there was ever such a thing as a new creation, here it was in the flesh in this new Zacchaeus. Walter Rauschenbusch was an American theologian and a Baptist pastor back in the late 19th and early 20th century. And he gets to this point in the story in a sermon. He said, "This is where the camel passed through the eye of the needle, and Jesus stood and cheered." Today, Jesus said, salvation has come to this house. The salvation that began in heaven was finally completed on earth, and what began in the heart of God, it reached into the bank account of Zacchaeus. What began as an initiative of grace ended with repentance in Zacchaeus. And isn't that how God's salvation in Christ appears and operates? It doesn't require prior repentance, because then it wouldn't be grace. But it comes bringing repentance in its wings. And in God's gospel, welcome precedes worthiness. Acceptance comes before change. Zacchaeus received the salvation of God, and this salvation, it worked a change in him. Repentance. Now, there is a time-sensitive feature to this story. Today, Jesus said, I must go to your house. Today, salvation has come to this house. Today is the tense of salvation, and it's also its urgency. Today, I must go to your house. If salvation is available now, what could be more important? And salvation comes to us. The gospel of Christ celebrates the present tense of salvation. Today, now, this moment, the kingdom draws near. God's saving power is available to all of us in whatever ways we most need it. Maybe we need the power to forgive. Maybe we need sustained power just to get through some very challenging times. Maybe the power is to let go of that which enslaves us. Or the power just to ward off temptation that is so strong we have a tough time doing it. Or maybe it comes in just the simple step of faith, the power to believe. God's salvation even now draws near. How is God wishing to change you this day? Don't let the particulars of Zacchaeus' conversion put you off. Salvation is not legalism. It is a life in and with the Spirit of God. It's not a matter of what you have to do. It's a matter of what you offer to God in response to accepting His love. Just take, for example, the contrast between Zacchaeus again and that rich young ruler. Jesus demanded that the rich young ruler sell all that he had and give it to the poor. Zacchaeus got off with just giving away half. I mean, did the rich young ruler get a bad deal? Why the inconsistency? Well, that inconsistency is just the marked difference between a life under law and a life under grace. You see, the rich young ruler came and said, "What do I have to do? What do I have to give up to be saved?" That's the voice of law. Jesus said to him, "Well, you've got to give it all." Zacchaeus said in response to Jesus, "Lord, here's half of what I have. I offer it to you in the kingdom." That's the voice of grace. That's the voice that's been touched by grace. And Jesus stood and cheered, "Zacchaeus, salvation has come to you today." There is only one power in the universe that can liberate us from the power of sin, and that's Jesus. And he comes to find us and to forgive us and to set us free, just like he did with Zacchaeus.